Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy Open Line Thursday, Junks listeners on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM. Also on Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Just go to cropmetcalf.com. If you need information on how to become one of their 5-star technicians, you got a 3-man Junks show. JP on vacation this week. I am Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on Twitter, at Cakes Flops on your Instagram. Jason Bishop is here.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Eric Pickle is also here.
Hey, buddy.
He's with us. I have to do some housekeeping. Hold on a second.
Here we go.
Let's go over to the wind scouter.
You're not going to dance while you're there, are you?
Did that yesterday.
Yeah.
Down to 14.
Down to 14. It was a big one.
There we go. Caps take care of home ice. Improved to 2-0 in the Eastern Conference quarterfinals.
Man.
Logan Thompson was, he was just spectacular.
Yeah, he was.
He's been so, so good through the first two games. And I tweeted about this after the game, like, I was wrong. I was like, I thought Chucky should have gotten the call. I thought that was going to be the vibe. But, man, Spencer Carberry, he pressed the right button by getting Logan Thompson back in. Because
knew exactly what he was doing.
He has been freaking awesome.
Carbs knows his team.
Yeah, he clearly knows his team, so... Great move by Carbs.
You know what?
Thompson, it just looks spectacular coming off the injury.
I think Chucky's good, but I don't think he would have made some of those saves that LT made last night.
I mean, who knows?
You're probably right. I don't know.
Who knows?
One of the saves got hyped up, like when you saw the replay, the save was made by the post. Mm-hmm. You know, the one where he was sprawling, where it looked like he made remarkable.
Was that on Evans when
it
Evans
was
shot
early
it?
In the game? It was butt lucky.
I can't remember who had the opportunity, but I mean the puck clearly hits the bar, and then he deflected it away from the open goal mouth, which was great.
Yeah,
but he didn't make the initial save. But anyway,
but the one in the third period was amazing.
Oh, he was making just spectacular.
Well, I mean, he stopped 14 shots in the third period.
Spectacular save after spectacular save.
Well, at one point they were up 26-11 in shots, and I know that's not the perfect metric, but it's a pretty good one. They were dominating play, and you just wanted to see a little bit more, just put some distance behind them. And it's, I mean, you got to give the Canadians credit, too, though. They were not giving up, and they made it a
freaking
game.
I'm going to give credit to Mike Marr, because on the way out yesterday, he told me about, and I should have tailed him. He had his two-leg parlay. He had Mikey scoring, which he did twice, and he had the Caps puck line. He parlayed it. I think he turned
he got
$6 into like 40.
Nice.
He got so hooked.
So good for him.
With a
nice
second
job,
to go.
Buddy.
Well, I mean,
the empty netter.
McMichael had one earlier because he had two.
No, but he said puck. He said he laid the puck lines. He had to win by 1.5.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even consider.
No. I took the money line.
Money line. Oh, okay.
Cakes doesn't know the difference.
I got it mixed up. Anyway.
All right. So he took the money line.
He won his bet.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
I was trying to drive that point home, so I apologize if it was confusing.
But just think, if you did take the puck line, how hooked you got with the empty
net. Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it was LT was just – he was amazing.
I mean
– He was amazing.
In the two games, he has a 95% save percentage and a 1.47 goals against. Now, that's not going to continue throughout this series and hopefully into the next and then the next series, but – I mean, what they've gotten out of the first two games, they look like a tough team to beat. I'm not saying they're just going to keep mowing down everybody, but
well, every series is different,
yeah.
Right? It's different matchup, etc.
Right.
And this one so far, you feel pretty good about.
You feel good about it. You would hope that they would have a little bit more offensive firepower.
Now
give a lot of credit to Montreal's goalie because
Montembeau's been very good.
He's been really good.
Like as good as Thompson's been. He's been just a tick below. But
correct.
Like these games easily could have been 5 or 6 goal outbursts for the Caps, both of them.
Yeah.
Because Montembeau's been just he's been good in his end.
I would agree.
But he just hasn't been quite as good as Logan Thompson.
I mean, God, Thompson, some of those saves. Because Montreal, man, they were like at a different level in the third period. The third period, they just turned it on.
I know, same as the first game.
They just turned it on, and the puck was always in the cap zone, and they were getting it back quick, and then when they pulled the goalie, it's 6-on-5.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of good shots on 6-on-5.
Sure, of course. But the Caps going to win up
2-0. It was big.
I mean, such good vibes in the building. I mean, like half of the Commanders squad was there.
And the quarterback room was there.
Jaden, Sam, and Marcus are all decked out in the black Caps jerseys.
Mm-hmm. They had a bunch right of the old line over there, too, right?
Or and what?
Some of the old line was there, too.
Oh, yeah, the old line was there.
Were they wearing the black jerseys as well?
A lot of them were, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought I saw them wearing red. But maybe
some of them were, but a lot of them were wearing the alternate black jerseys. So
just a
good vibe overall. Now the series shifts to Montreal for Friday night. So, you have to be happy with what the Caps have done on home ice. They did their job. They defended home ice, didn't drop a game there.
Yeah.
You get it? Yeah. I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves, but you get the sense that this one, I mean, obviously if they win game three, you can almost wrap it up. But
I mean,
it's
tough to come back
get ahead of
from a 0-3 hole in the NHL playoffs.
You
got to
think, I mean, Montreal, I mean, they look like they've got some confidence, although they're outmanned.
Right. And, well, they're out physical. Like they're just getting out hit in both games.
Right.
Like that's
And if LT continues to play like this,
well, that's what you need. You ride your hot goalie.
He has just been awesome.
By the way, where's that Commander's hat come from, by the way? Out of
this one?
Yeah, is that yours?
The one I'm going to use to play Cakes Quinn later.
Oh, that's
during
what
draft
it is.
Day
because I like it.
Yeah, that's
I like it. I have my eye on it.
Yeah, that's from my own personal collection.
Oh, okay.
You were just ready to swipe it?
No, I knew it was somebody's.
Yeah, it's mine.
That's nice.
It is nice.
Would you pay like $35 for that? Pay full freight?
I think
I'm not a full freight guy.
I'm generally not a full freight guy, but I like this hat.
See, I know why you like the snapbacks. Look how many holes.
Yeah, I've got a big dome, man.
Look how big his freaking head is.
Okay. I got a big dome.
Look, dude. Hold on. Do you see where his? Do you see the show them the back of? Look, you see, right? It's unbelievable.
I got a big round head, man. Well,
that's like on, having a belt and being it on the last loop. last hole in the loop.
Hold on. I'm gonna put this a little tighter and let's see what the result is.
I think every hat's a little bit different, but this one I have two. I'm two down.
I mean, this is with only two.
Hey, that's a great hat.
It's a great.
That's a great hat.
It jumped out at me when it was sitting over there
with it like this.
The rope hats.
The rope.
Fire.
It's the
squeezing
rope
my brain.
Yeah.
Like there's limited blood.
Let me see if I can fit. Let me see if I can
go into my head right now.
Let me see if I can.
Yeah.
That's how I would wear it. I think
the rope definitely pops.
Yeah, that's perfect size. Perfect
yeah,
size.
I need a little bit. I need a little bit more room.
And also, normally with rope hats, they look funky when you bend the bill.
Yeah,
that does not look funky. That is a great hat.
Thank you.
It's a great hat.
Thank you. I just made a selection.
$35 that you paid for it, but it's a nice hat for sure. And I guess later in the program, we're gonna try to lobby for our favorite pick, right?
That's
essentially what we're doing.
That is that's the plan. Because it is draft day.
I mean, we're
kind of snoozing on the fact that it's draft day. And in about 12 or 13 hours, Roger Goodell is going to go out. He'll get booed.
In Green
he'll
Bay.
He'll get booed lustily by the crowd. Mm-hmm. And then he'll kick off the NFL draft.
And then he'll say Tennessee's on the clock.
Yep. Even though we know who Tennessee is taking.
What time is the is the ESPN live coverage starting?
Probably 7, I would guess.
It's not going to start way before that?
It might.
Oh, I mean, like,
where would they be doing it all day?
Well, NFL Network, I'm sure, will have.
NFL Network.
It will, yeah. I mean, the draft starts, first pick will probably be 8:15.
Yeah.
I would assume by 4 o'clock or something we'd have round the clock coverage.
I'm sure NFL Network probably does
in about 5 minutes, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're probably doing live shots right now.
Right.
But it's big week, man, with the caps and obviously the draft. Huge week.
Someone messaged me. I didn't see it because I was watching the caps, but Dylan Cruz extended his hitting streak, didn't he? Is it up to 8 games now?
Yeah,
he's on a heater.
Nats are looking to sweep the Orioles.
He's going to freaking break DiMaggio's record.
Well, that's right. I mean, look, Cruz is a pretty good story, but James Wood is the story. James Wood is the real deal.
He is the real deal.
Did he have a big game again yesterday?
Well, he just hit another bomb.
Yeah.
And he's got, six or seven. I think he's got eight.
He has 8 dingers already.
Yeah, so he's on pace for well over 40.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You got in on that prop early in the season?
I think his prop was somewhere in the high teens.
They said his exit velocity on it was 118 or something. I think it might be the highest exit velocity of any Nat in history. I thought I saw something like that last night, actually, now that you mentioned it.
I mean, he just hit a bomb.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a lot going on last night, and we got the draft tonight.
Yep. Good time to be in D.C. for sports, no doubt, with the Caps and 2-0 lead.
Drab, I don't know what way you come in. Did you see all the cops at the wharf today? Did you come in the wharf?
I drive over the top of it on 395, but yeah, I don't take it.
There were cops everywhere. Every block, there were cops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, there was probably 15 cop cars just with the lights on, cops walking out in the street. I'm sure they were
sharing donuts.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the ruckus was going on.
I don't know. Something happened, but I was just wondering why the cops were so prevalent over there.
All right, you're welcome to join us on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. You can talk about the upcoming NFL draft. Commanders pick at number 29 in the first round. Caps have a 2-0 series lead as the series shifts now to Montreal for game 3. On Friday, and the Nats are on the verge of a sweep of the Orioles. They win 4-3 yesterday at Nats Park. We're the Junkies. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Back. Our Caps content is brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com right now. I know we're about to jump into the sports page, but I just wanted to point out that Grant Paulson tweeted a clip of Brandon Duhame, a.k.a. Doggy, just destroying Matheson behind Montreal's net.
Mm.
And if Montreal keeps taking hits like that throughout their lineup, I mean, that's
going to have a couple guys out.
It's just going to take a toll. It might not even be guys like missing games, but it might have guys a little gun shy about going into the corners or going up against the boards, or like the Caps are just clearly the more physical of the two teams through the first two games, and that's not going to change when the series shifts to Canada. Like, that's just how the Caps are built compared to Montreal.
Correct.
So that, I think that's just a huge advantage for them going forward.
And some of the moves that some of those young Canadians were making with the puck,
yeah,
that Lane Hudson kid, and what's the young Russian's name?
Oh, Demidov.
That guy's going to be a stud.
Well, on the Caps side, Ryan Leonard, when he ripped that shot where he kind of just tucked the stick closer to him and changed the angle of the shot, like just on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty remarkable.
Yeah, he's
crazy
talented.
He had an assist in the game last night.
I think
also,
Lars had a pretty slick move. Do you remember that?
Lars is playing physical too, man. He's doling out some hits. Yeah. So
yeah,
I like what I've seen through the first two games. I'd like to see them dent Montembeau a little bit more, but I mean, the guy's playing well, so it's, you know,
it's like been a fun series so far.
They've got a hot goalie, but we got one too.
Yeah.
We got a hotter goalie,
which is fantastic. Possibly,
it's been a fun series to watch.
Yep. No doubt. All right. Let's get into the Junk Sports page brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Well, then you can grab a 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
Can you imagine having seats down near the glass and then all of a sudden Jaden, Marcus, and Sam walk up?
Nah, it has to be very cool.
Sit right in front of you.
And again, I'll reference Grant Paulson, our pal and station mate here at 106.7 The Fan. He was down pretty low, and he was documenting a lot of what was going on with the quarterback.
Was he on that same side?
I think he was basically right there.
Oh, really?
So he was just getting a lot of good shots. Like, I think he tweeted a video of guys just going up. Jaden was just getting mobbed like during one of the intermissions, but he couldn't have been nicer about like accommodating people for pictures, posing for pics.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you go to a Caps game, I mean, there's 20,000 people. You know you're going to get asked
and
for
he
pictures.
He wasn't up, you know, in a suite. He's right. down on the glass.
Right.
Like, you got to walk through the whole crowd to get down in the glass.
Sam's chugging beers.
Yeah, I mean, they look like they're just having a great time.
Of course. I didn't see Jaden chug a beer, though. I don't think he does.
No, I don't Hartman think he did. Yeah, he let that to the team mascot, Sam Hartman.
Right,
he let
right.
him chug all the beers.
No. And
the
offensive line.
That's pretty cool.
To Jerry. It is open line Thursday, right?
It certainly is.
Jerry, what's up, man?
Oh, hey guys.
What's up?
Big fan.
Thanks, bud.
First time calling, so yeah, I really appreciate what you guys do. So,
thank you.
Thanks, man.
So I'm in D.C., but I would like to claim that I've grown up in a small oasis tucked away that's called Kensington, Maryland. So okay. I just want to shout that out.
What street did you grow up on?
Off of Plyers Mill.
Yeah. A little nubs over there, but okay.
He's judging your
it depends on the area. Don't do that to me.
All right.
Yeah, but I actually was calling because I don't know if you guys realize you're all businessmen, but you might be sitting on a gold mine. I don't show up for anything, but I showed up for those bobblehead releases years ago.
Yeah.
I will pay $15-$20 a piece for another round of those things. And I'm not just talking about the four of you. I'm talking about Matt and Matt. You can throw in intern, whatever
Mike
you want.
Moore, yeah. So hold on. Yeah. You're throwing out there you want to hoard junkies bobbleheads. Is that what you're saying?
I'm stumping for more people than you might realize. Your fans will love another round of bobbleheads, and to pay for them this time. Oh, I know they were.
You're
free
saying
last
you want a second
time.
You're looking for
us to monetize it going forward.
As incentive for it to come out because greedily I want them.
No. We are planning a bunch of 30th anniversary stuff, right? I mean, behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there any thoughts to maybe doing another round of the bobbleheads?
I can run it up the flagpole. Yeah. I understand Jerry's sentiment. I mean, people go crazy for these things.
They do.
Good point. I'm actually grasping because I have all four of you guys.
Okay.
But my kids destroy Bish and Cakes. So Cakes is the best part of Cakes is ripped off. His palms are gone. Bish is hockey. No. Hockey or not hockey?
His golf club.
Golf club is gone.
No, right. You know what? You can't.
I'm willing to buy them from you guys if somebody's willing to part with them.
Can I give you a word of advice? You can't have them around your kids, especially if they're young. Like they're just
They should be in a safe.
Yeah, they should be
or a glass case display.
I realize that now. They're 5 and 3, and they annihilate.
Yeah,
you botched it. You really messed this one up.
Why are they accessible? They should at least be like high up on a bookshelf or something.
They were on a bookshelf. I had to fix something. I put them on the console below my TV, and I said, I'll get to it eventually.
Rookie mistake.
They were done.
So you want some more bobbleheads. All right, well, we'll see what we can do for you.
All right, do you have any idea?
Actually, Jason.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but I didn't want to waste you guys' time. Jason, I did want to say, in a little heavier topic, thank you for, mentioning, I know you're pretty private, your stuff with mental health and your journey and everything, because, I've been going through some stuff for a very long time, actually, and I finally feel like I'm somewhat on the other side of it. But especially as men, I'm hoping, when I have two young boys, I'm hoping that it becomes a little bit more normalized, and not just for men, but everybody. So it's tough for anybody out there. You're a lot stronger than you think.
I know when your bobbles get messed up, you go through trauma.
It was in depression when the palms came off. Okay?
I was traumatized. I understand.
Yeah. All right, Jerry. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Stay tuned. We'll put the word in and see what people say. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All very right, heartfelt call from
Jerry.
Hey,
I'm kind of psyched. He was stumping for Matt and Matt bobbleheads.
Well, I mean, people would go crazy for them.
You think Mars worthy one?
Yes, popping Zins left and right. Yeah, definitely. You gotta have a Zin.
Would be the themes of each bobblehead? Because they've kind of changed now. Like Cakes running palms up. I don't know.
And his Borgata pose.
Yeah, I mean, that's an infamous pose.
JP boxing hasn't boxed in 30 years.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Now, these have got to be crab related, I would guess. Some version of
that. But I feel like mine will still involve drink.
JP would have knee braces on.
Triple fisting now.
Yeah. No, I just.
Beer in one hand, olive oil in the other.
All right. I had my olive oil this morning, actually.
Did you?
The problem with the olive oil in the morning, I think it breaks my fast because it's giving you calories, but whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah.
When's the 30 year? Is that this year or next?
I don't know. Ask JP.
I think it's
maybe next year.
Next year.
Sometime next year.
Next year is the 30 year?
Yeah. He's always weird about it because he's like, he tries not to count the weekends. I'm like, dude, the weekends counted. What are you talking about?
That's the genesis of the show.
That's when we started. You started on the weekends. We just, you know, he likes
so the weekends is probably 1996. So yeah, next year that tracks. That makes sense.
I think your first show was Kentucky Derby week or weekend.
Okay.
Oh really?
Yeah, because you've heard that clip before. We made picks probably.
That's coming up.
Yeah.
Picked Kentucky Derby's next week.
I know.
Yep.
Next Saturday.
Maybe that's probably.
Hold on.
That's the 29th.
Got to get next Saturday. Neil Greenberg guys, on. Break down the field.
Guys are so old. You picked War Admiral.
Picked Seattle Slough.
Yeah, Seabiscuit. I got Seabiscuit this year.
The oldest horse you could name? Yeah. We were tracking that guy.
Secretariat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Secretariat's money.
That's how long we've been around, yep. Man.
Fossils.
I mean, I guess it's got to be the Caps, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow it'll be the draft, but today it's still the Caps with a 3-1 victory over the Canadiens to take a 2-0 series lead. And the story is really Logan Thompson. So Logan Thompson hadn't played since his injury until the playoffs. He was injured, I think, April 2nd.
Yep, April 2nd. That's correct.
Yep, and you know, and people wondered how sharp he was going to be since he hadn't played. You know, was he going to be a little rusty?
I think he's answered any of those questions above and beyond.
I mean,
like he's been amazing through two games.
He's played like he hasn't missed any time.
I know. He looks so fresh.
Props to Carbs because, you know, we were talking about, and you and I kind of thought that Chucky would start game one, and then if Chucky struggled, they would go to LT.
It was just hard to bring a guy out who hadn't played in weeks.
Yeah. But he knows his guys, and he went with the best goalie. And LT, he was really good in game one, but he was special last night.
I think Thompson took a puck relatively high. I'm not sure when in the game, but I kind of flinched because, I mean, I'm guessing he had a concussion.
Nervous?
I mean, I'm guessing he missed time with a concussion because he's out for a while, and he left that game April 2nd because he got hit in the face with a shot.
Right.
Like, put two and two together, most likely a concussion. He took another one high last night, but I guess it wasn't that impactful.
He took one.
So that was good to see.
Do you remember when he took that shot and I don't know if his glove came off.
His hand.
It hit his hand.
Definitely stung him.
Yeah. And you could tell he was hurt.
Yes.
But he battled through it.
Right.
But he stopped 14 shots in the third period.
Remarkable performance.
Overall numbers, 25 saves.
And then he went into regular season mode during the post-game presser when he was up there with Strom, when he basically said, I was happy we got the 2 points. And Strom was like, dude, it's the playoffs. There aren't points here. All you care about is
wins.
Is what's up on that board right there?
Yeah,
the
there's no points.
Yeah, no points to be gained here.
He's right. So actually, when you look at the whole playoff, the whole postseason deal, he's a 10th. Is he a 10th of a point? Actually, it looks like he might be higher. They have
better
than the
regular season.
But he's at 951. The Anderson, now he's only played one game, is at 9. Is he at 950 or 960? Is that
he's at 960.
Okay, 960.
Anderson's at 960.
Okay, so he's just a tick behind him.
Yeah.
It's save percentage in the postseason.
Did you see Josh Anderson getting into it with Willie again?
I did, yeah.
I mean, doesn't Willie just want to pop him?
I'm sure.
Have history? Do we know anything about Josh Anderson?
I don't know.
Because Josh Anderson, this is the second game where it's been chippy with Willie.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But Willie will get under your skin because he'll crush you against the boards or he'll just out-physical you basically every time.
Anderson hit Willie against the boards last
night.
Right.
He boarded him.
Yeah, he boarded him.
Yeah.
Right. So,
dangerous play.
You know who I haven't noticed before a lot? You know, now in the playoffs, obviously, I'm locking in on all these guys. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how big Dubois is.
He's a big dude.
Is he 6'5"?
Locker would say he's a big rig.
Yeah, he's him at 6'4".
Yeah.
But I was like,
on skates, he's like 6'6".
Like, who is that big guy?
He's a monster.
Big dude. Yeah.
It's
like
been
having him on our
it's
side.
It's been a fun series, man, hasn't it?
It
so
has,
far?
Has been entertaining. Mm-hmm. Now, it's always more entertaining when the Caps win. If we came in here, it was 0-2. It would feel like a freaking funeral.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, if they had lost that game.
The style of play and the way Logan Thompson has been dominant in net.
Yeah, he's been incredible.
Also, the contributions from like McMichael was great. You know who's been really good? Stromer, Bovee. Bovillier's been really good. He had another assist last night. He had a 2-point night in game one. So everybody's chipping in.
Bovee's got a lot of postseason experience because he's been with a ton of teams.
Yep, he's well-traveled.
And I think he's got 17 or 18 postseason goals.
Okay, that's a lot.
Something like that. He was with the Islanders for 6 years, I think, 7 years.
With the Pens.
With the Pens last year.
Yep.
Nashville, Vancouver, Chicago. He's played with like 16.
I know. Glad he's here.
Seems like a good dude, too.
Glad the front office tabbed him and picked him up at the trade deadline.
Yeah. So, but man, it's been really fun. I'll tell you, it's been so fun. I've actually stayed up to watch the majority. Now, for game one,
yeah.
I remember I fell asleep at, and I didn't watch the overtime live. Mm-hmm. And then I woke up and I realized that my recording didn't get the overtime. So I had to watch the highlights of that. But last night I watched it.
By the way, my plan last night, it worked to a T. Started the birthday celebration right around 7 p.m. at my house at game time, puck drop. I just had my phone set aside. I just kept it in another room for like an hour.
You guys stayed up there for an hour where you did like cake stuff?
Yeah, we did like cake and unwrapping presents.
Oh, yeah. I would have done 10 minutes.
Till about 10 after 8.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and then we matriculated down to the basement.
That's interminable.
In our cone of silence.
Which you have 100 gifts?
It was like a time warp. Like I didn't know what was going on with the outside world.
Yeah.
Go downstairs, turn on the TV, make sure I don't join it live and in progress.
Yeah. Start from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And then... it was actually great. I was able to just fast forward through the commercials until I caught up in real time sometime during the third period.
Right.
It worked. Right. It was flawless.
Yeah, no, that's great. And actually, you condensed your time a little bit. You got the most out of your day. That's great.
Had two beers in the basement. It was just a perfect plan.
I just can't imagine.
Caps win the whole nine.
Around the table, like cutting cake and opening gifts. That I would have blown my brains out.
Okay.
What kind of cake?
My wife made a red velvet cake with a bunch of sprinkles, and we had ice cream on the side. You know how good it was?
That is delicious. The worst move in the world is that you do everything right in terms of avoiding the game, and then all of a sudden you flip on the TV and you go live.
Catch right.
In the middle.
I was terrified when I turned the TV on. I just like, I was bracing, but luckily, I think it was on a commercial. So I just hit join, you know, start from the beginning, and then I was good. Once I did that, I knew I was good to go. And then whenever there was a commercial or Joe B said, we're about to go to break, I would beep, 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 boop, hopped around. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was some good TV viewing.
Yeah.
So I threaded that needle last night.
I love watching Joe B and Locker.
Joe B and Locker, they're just the absolute best.
They're like Hall of Famers.
They should be Hall of Famers. Absolutely.
They're so good. So Caps win. So game three will be at the Bell Center in Montreal on Friday at 7. I'm actually going to dinner with some friends, and they asked me what time I wanted to go. I said 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, that's perfect.
Because, you know, usually on a Friday night, you go a little bit later.
Yeah.
And I said, no.
Caps, you gotta 7 o'clock.
And my buddy's a big Caps fan. I don't think he was thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't thinking about the schedule at the time.
Right.
Because he made the reservation
a couple weeks ago. You enlightened him.
But so 5 o'clock dinner, that way we'll be back to watch the game at 7 o'clock. So game three Friday night, Caps up 2-0. Last night, Dallas beat Colorado in OT. So they lead that series 2-1, and the Kings beat the Oilers 6-2. There's been a ton of goals scored in that series. I think it was 6-5 in game one, wasn't
it? Kings are up 2-0 in that series.
Yes. But there's been a bunch of goals scored there. And then tonight, you've got four more games. Panthers, Lightning, Maple Leafs, Sens, Golden Knights at Minnesota, and the Winnipeg Pets are in St. Louis. And Winnipeg's up 2-0 there. Of course, we'd mentioned the Nats. They get win number 11 last night. Beat the Orioles again for the second consecutive night. They are 11-13, final score 4-3. And James Wood... of course, he's just been on fire. You know, his average isn't crazy high. It's about 260, but he's got 8 homers, hit one last night.
Trevor Williams, also, pretty good performance.
He was.
Okay. I mean, only 5 innings, but pretty good.
Still, just allowed one earned run. You'll take that all day.
Jackson Rutledge came in for an inning. Kyle Finnegan gets save number 9. I know the Orioles had an opportunity to try and score in the 9th, but Finnegan shut it down. So 4-3. They've got one more game tonight. And I think it's a 6:45 start.
Dylan Cruz trying to tickle 200. He's at 195.
Are we still tracking for thunderstorms on Saturday when I go?
Yes.
What the hell? It's going to be a nightmare.
It's pretty much almost a... I saw 80% chance of rain, but watching Chuck Bell this morning, he said pretty much 100% chance.
I'm assuming,
but I don't know what time. I don't think it's gonna be an all day thing.
Yeah, can we just get it, let it blow through, and then still enjoy the day?
Because your game's at
4:00.
Yeah, tonight Mackenzie Gorgos in Game 3 for the possible sweep against Povich.
Right,
Povich is 0-2 with a 6.4 ERA. Mackenzie Gore's 2-2 with a 3.4 ERA. So, and of course, round one of the NFL draft tonight. Starting at 8, and we'll be doing a lot of draft coverage for the rest of the show.
Certainly will. We will talk to Ben Vallin, national football writer for the Boston Globe. That's coming up at 7:20. We'll get back into the Caps with Devontae Smith-Pelly from Monumental Sports Network. He's on the show at 8:40.
I'm actually excited with what we're going to do at 9, so stay tuned. Make sure you set your alarms or whatever. We're going to actually do like PFF's mock generator, right?
And then whoever is available.
And then we're going to debate who we should take right there at 29.
Correct.
So we'll go through live, like a little mock draft. I'm actually really looking forward to that.
Yep. So all that to come on the Junks on an Open Line Thursday, brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So the NFL draft starts later tonight. We'll talk more about it with Ben Vallin at 7:20. He's a national football writer for the Boston Globe. But sticking with the Commanders, Commanders fans are in a little bit of a sticky wicket, if you will.
Right.
Because they obviously want to see who the team picks at 29 with their first round pick. But I think a lot of Commanders fans also would like them to move off that pick to acquire extra picks because they only have 5 picks in the entire draft right now. Hmm. So the article I'm going to reference is about Adam Peters, whether he would be willing to let a team, a division rival like the Giants, would he be willing to let them come up to 29 to try to select their potential future franchise quarterback, maybe like a Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe, whoever it might be.
Hmm.
And his response was, quote, "You think about that, but I think it's like a lot of things case by case. What is the trade? What's the best move for your team? I don't personally believe in being scared about trading with a team within your division. If you think the trade is good value for you and you can get some good picks to help your team get better, then definitely consider it.
Especially if it's a trade where you're pretty sure they're looking at a quarterback and you think the quarterback class is doo-doo."
Right, and this is a quarterback class that's not viewed like, obviously, last year's quarterback class with Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, and all the guys that got selected so high.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to shy away from that.
Well, I mean, I don't think he's going to because he just did it last year.
Yeah.
Because he got picks from Philly for the rights to draft cornerback Cooper DeJean.
Right.
So the Commanders.
And that worked out great for them, to be honest.
They used those day two picks from that deal to draft Mikey Sanders still and Ben Sinnott.
Yeah, well, Sinnott hasn't paid off dividends
Sinnott's
yet.
Sinnott's a question mark at this point.
And Sanders' been great, but Cooper Jean's been like that guy's going to be a Pro Bowl.
Yeah, but if I'm Adam Peters and I'm sitting in the war room tonight and I get a call from Joe Shane, and he says, yeah, we want to come up to 29, and then you know it's to draft like Jackson Dart?
Yeah.
Or you're throwing a dart at Jalen Milroe? I mean, if you're Adam Peters, as long as the compensation is good.
Or maybe Shador's still available?
Yeah, then you're like, okay, let's do this deal. Let's make this happen.
If Joe Shane calls, I'm always answering.
Yeah, of course.
That dummy calls, I'm always
you're
answering.
You're hanging up on somebody else to get his call.
I'll trade anything with that guy.
I don't know if I'm doing that for a quarterback. Cooper DeJean, whatever. Cornerback's dime a dozen. But you know, if they draft a franchise quarterback and you did the deal with them to give it to him, That'd be a tough one to live down. I know you guys are joning because it's the Giants or whatever, but I mean, Milroe could be a stud. Dart could be a stud.
But what are the chances they're going to find that guy at 29?
I mean, Jalen Hurts was drafted after 29.
Okay, I know that there are exceptions, but for the most part, quarterbacks drafted late in first rounds.
That's fine. They can find their franchise
quarterback. I know you just throw Lamar at me. Yeah. Lamar was drafted.
Yeah, come on.
There are some exceptions.
No, they could find their guy, but you still got to have faith that, hey, I'm making my team better.
Right. You know your guy's
my
better.
Team. My quarterback's great.
Yeah, your quarterback's better than whoever they're going to pick.
I'm not scared of any other team and their quarterback. Honestly, I'm not.
I'm not saying you'd be scared of them, but you're not doing the work for them. You're not making their life easier.
Not making it easier, but you're gonna extract value. I mean, there's a whole reason why there's a value placed on
you. You feel like you're gonna make your team better by doing this deal and getting extra assets.
I'm gonna
assets.
Swindle you. You might find your quarterback, but I'm gonna get two or three. I'm gonna get great value out of you.
I'd do anything I could to trade with another team. There's a reason why teams trade within their division a lot less than they do other teams.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's. Like a cliche, but...
I mean, if another team offers something similar, maybe it's slightly below.
Yeah, then maybe you do it.
Then maybe you do it. But if there's no other team that's offering,
right?
I think you could go and do it. Especially if Adam Peters and his scouts say, Dart's not going to be anything. He's going to be a backup.
We don't
like him.
I'll throw this out there, and this will be probably unpopular. But I don't have a problem if they end up with just their five picks.
Right.
Because you know what? They're going to sign 20 undrafted kids anyway, and there's not a big difference between an undrafted kid and someone that you take in the sixth and seventh round.
Yeah.
And Peters is...
If they keep their five picks, I'm totally fine with it.
Peters, by his moves leading up to the draft, has signaled to everybody that he's not in love with this draft class.
Right.
That's why he's trading assets to get established guys like Tunsil
and Debo.
And Debo.
Right.
No, he would totally rather agree. Go after guys like that than... guys who he feels are question marks in a dicey draft year.
He might like certain positions.
I'm sure he does.
I'm sure he thinks there are certain positions that are just loaded.
There's definitely value.
Yeah, there's got to be. Every single year, you've got
to find guys.
Yeah, you got to find
but
guys.
But it might not be the deepest. It might not be the greatest. And if they stick, if they just stand pat, they draft their five guys, I'm not going to whine that we only got five.
You'll be happy either way.
Because I think we had a pretty darn fruitful free agents class that we brought in. I'm good.
Do you know what the draft position total number for Shador Sanders is on FanDuel?
What the over under where he could go?
Yeah.
Like 13 or something.
21.5.
Mm. Well, because they feel like the Steelers might take him at 21.
At 21.
Yeah.
Well, I think they think between 9 and 21, there's not an obvious spot for him.
Right, but you can't predict if teams are going to trade up into those spots.
Correct.
Yeah, but based on that, correct. That's why it's 21.5 because the Steelers are sitting there at 21.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not.
So they clearly don't think that the Giants are taking them at 3.
Yeah, I'm not buying this. Well,
even though the one who said I would definitely take Shador number 3 overall, some GM said it or some scout.
I don't know. I would be floored if Sanders goes top 3.
Who do the Giants have penciled in right now? Remind me.
Probably Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
I'm saying at quarterback.
Russell Wilson.
They signed Russ
and Jameis. Russ is going to be the starter.
Right. Russ will be the starter. Jameis come on the bench. All right. So they could get through a season.
Oh, yeah. They've got enough for a bridge quarterback for a year or two if they wanted.
That might be not a bad spot, though, to groom a quarterback. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, Shane and Daboll, they have to win this upcoming season.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they have to get into the playoffs for those guys to keep their jobs.
Yeah. No, I know. That makes sense.
And I think the current Vegas win total on the Giants is like 3.5 or 4.5.
Right.
So the expectations are pretty low.
They don't have the luxury to just sit a quarterback. I get it. Mm. But I think Shador's going to be decent.
Here it is.
I don't like
Matt
all
Rule,
the Shador slander.
It was Matt Rule. I'm sorry, it wasn't a GM. It was Matt Rule, former head. He's coach of Nebraska now, but
right.
Former coach of the Carolina Panthers. He said, I would take Shador Sanders number 3 overall without question.
Right.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I think the Shador Sanders slander is unfair.
He says, I think he's tough. You can quote me on this. This is how strong I feel. He took 12 hits against us. 12 hits. There were 7 sacks. He's accurate, smart, sees coverages, can run if he has to. He's gone to 2 places that I haven't won, and they won.
Right.
So
I agree with all that.
So there's a lot of guys who like him.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of guys who think he's undraftable.
This guy right here likes him.
I have a big question mark about him.
What is it that you don't like?
I don't think he's super athletic.
He's plenty athletic enough. He's not like a Jaden. He's plenty athletic enough. But you see him, like, do you think he's got a hitch in his giddy up or something? He runs fine.
I mean, I have.
I think Daniel Kelly says he runs like a 5.0 40 or.
Oh, that. Really?
Yeah.
He runs fine. You see him, just watch him running in a game. He looks fine.
Yeah, he doesn't look that great.
Kind of lumbering.
Yeah.
He's not that big either.
He's not big.
I mean, if you drafted him at 6'2", you know, you want a guy a little bit more athletic at that size. But who knows? I mean.
All right, I'm going to pull up.
I could be proven wrong. Maybe he comes in and just lights the league on fire in year one. But I don't think that's going to happen. Pretty sure that's not going to happen. And then I was also pretty sure that Chucky Lindgren would get the start for the Capitals against Montreal. Yeah. And that did not happen.
Look,
thankfully.
There's going to be tons of things that surprise us about this draft.
Yes.
Going forward.
Right.
They say Shador, who knows if Google's right, it says his estimated 40 was 4.7 to 4.8. That's not 5. Shiloh ran 4.52. 4.8 is 5.
4.8 is 5.
It's basically 5.
Basically 5.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's pretty close to
4.7 is actually pretty.
It's closer to 5 than it is to
4. I know guys in high school that ran a 4.7. They're pretty fast guys, actually.
It's closer to 5 than it is to 4.5.
Yeah.
Even my bad math knows that. 4.8
and change, basically 5.
All right, what about 4.7?
It's like the snap of a finger.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are being ridiculous.
You're a hair away from 5. 4.7, hair away from 5.
Yeah, you're a slow.
You're on 4.83, it might as well be 5.
You're a slow stopwatch thumb from 5.
All right.
I'm sure they still do that, like back in the 50s. All right, don't forget, coming up in the next hour, Ben Vallin will join us at 7:20. We'll talk NFL draft with him. And also, do not forget, you're going to go into the Junk's War Room at 9 a.m. Where we're going to make the official pick for the Commanders.
Didn't Jerry Rice run like a 4.6? Didn't Jerry Rice run a 4.6? This kid ran a 4.7.
4.6 different than 4.8.
Yeah. All right, 4.7. Yeah. It said 4.7.
And let me know when
you know 4.6 different than 4.7.
Let me know when his career is comparable to Jerry Rice's career.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you're just acting like he's a trash athlete. I think he's plenty good enough to run for the quarterback position.
All right, we're the Junks on an open line Thursday. We'll be right back.